Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Doing all right. How about you guys?
Doing great, good. Michael.
Good.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Yeah. So my name is Michael Liggett. I'm product manager for North America at EasyCast. And what we're taking a look at are a lot of different products that we're showcasing this year and kicking off. And a lot of exciting stuff, a lot of good ways to cast and get your stuff on the wall, on the screen.
Okay.
So, nice.
So what all have we got here?
Okay, so we got, start with kind of the consumer, you know, fun stuff, and then we'll get into the corporate stuff.
Okay.
So we've got EasyCast Ultra. This is a great 4K device. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, you can cast 4K 60 hertz from your mobile device through either the EasyCast app or AirPlay, Chromecast, all of that.
Okay.
And it connects with systems like Google Home and everything, so you can set that up with, as you know, part of your entertainment system and be able to talk to it, bring up your videos, use the Easy channel for, you know, showing off your content, you know, a playlist of videos you found around the internet.
Sure.
Which is really cool, and it's a really just easy to use, easy to figure out.
Pretty simple little plug.
Yeah, you just plug it in and get going. And
in my professional AV industry, we call this a dummy box.
Yeah.
Because there is no way you can mess this up.
Yeah, no, you have to work hard to try to mess
it up. Yeah, exactly. You plug it in and it just goes. Yeah.
And that's what I want.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's
exactly
what most consumers want.
Yeah, we're past the point where we've got to go find, oh, it's the wrong cable.
Yeah, most people don't want every option.
Difficult
in the
setups.
World. Exactly.
That's
exactly
what we were just talking
about. It's about quick integration into your system.
Exactly. Well, and the other cool thing is the mobile usability with it.
Yeah.
Android users and Apple users can be friends now, and they can visit each other.
And not show only up. That, you can stream your content to a non-smart device.
Right.
Your old dummy screen from 10 years ago that had the first generation of HDMI can now get 4K content on it.
Or.
Precisely.
Or, while you're here, you put it on your TV in your hotel.
Right. Or
all of a sudden you get capabilities you didn't have.
Or while you're in your car, you can plug it into the seat monitors in the back and stream stuff from your mobile device for your kids.
Absolutely.
Well, you're parked and then you drive. But yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then another cool thing we got is this really small form projector.
Ooh.
It's the...
I was not prepared for that to be a projector.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a, it's a sandwich size, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's super easy. And so it also doubles as a power bank. So you can do a few different cool things with this. You can plug in your phone and cast straight from it onto the screen.
Ooh.
And charge your phone while you're doing that.
Oh.
It also has pretty much the same types of wireless capability as this one does. So you can piggyback onto a larger network and run your phone through that wirelessly. It also has a feature where you can turn it sideways and it'll go into a portrait mode maximize the size.
For digital signage,
exactly.
That kind of stuff.
Right. Or for, you know, you want to play videos on TikTok because you're, you know,
because you're
hipping
hip
with it. Yeah,
yeah
with
yeah.
the kids. And
yeah, I am not that hipping with
That's
it.
That's funny. No. I was going to say IGTV, so I guess that
or whatever.
That ages me right out, doesn't
or,
it?
Or Vine, yeah, whatever you want to call it, yeah.
Wow.
But, and yeah, it's super cool. It's a little...
And once again, as someone that does professional AV, I'm very used to projectors, projection, things like that.
Yeah.
The fact that it has a tripod mount.
Yeah.
The fact that the controls on it are super easy. It's quite obviously got a little focus knob
right
here.
Yeah, and then it comes with a remote, and you do everything on screen, and it's super simple.
And I would assume that as most of these small format projectors are nowadays, it's a 1-to-1 ratio. So however you pull it back 12 feet, you got a 12-foot screen.
Right.
What's the maximum focal length on it? And what's the maximum viewable image size?
That I'm not exactly sure. I know that it's at about 200 lumens.
All right.
And you can get, I mean, you'd be able to present right here in our booth, which you can go visit.
Okay.
305-777 in the Las Vegas Convention Center.
All right.
You came to visit us from the LVCC.
Wow, you took a shuttle bus
get
here.
I know. It was a harrowing experience.
Hashtag dedication.
Yeah. Well, we got to get the word out. Yeah.
That is
all
great.
Right. Yeah. And we got some more things over here.
Yeah. And so this is more on the Pro AV, you know, kind of side. So we've got the EasyCast Pro 2 line with the EasyCast Pro 2 box and the EasyCast Pro 2 dongle. And these do 4K as well. And these are great for kind of app-based collaborative things. So whether it's a K-12 learning center type thing or whatever.
Okay.
Essentially, it's a collaboration server, both of these.
Okay.
And you can connect with the EasyCast Pro app and be able to not only present content, but annotate over it. There's also a feature, Easy Board, for a shared whiteboard. So you can have a classroom of people on one whiteboard. Everybody's got their own color. The teacher, as moderator, can set up pictures for them to draw on, also put out polling things and show the statistics of who thought what answer was correct. And additionally to that, you have the ProCast app, which allows a one-to-many casting function. So you have your Windows or Mac laptop running ProCast. These are all on the same network as the laptop. And let's say you've got an active learning center with 5 screens or 10 or whatever, and these are all connected, and you can cast right to them. The program just gets a list of everybody that's got detected on the network, and then you select them and either mirror your screen or it can be an extension.
Okay.
And are these pairable? Can you pair multiple receivers to the transmitter?
Yeah.
Well, this one is just a receiver, and this is all just casting. It also does AirPlay, and you can do multiple AirPlay devices at once. You can have up to 4 on the screen, so 4 different iPhones.
Cool.
Same with Miracast, and kind of mix and match between that and the app.
Gotcha.
And then, the ProCast is an easy, whether it's signage, morning announcements, or whatever.
Yeah.
And the big difference between these is that one obviously has Ethernet capability. It's got a little bit more wireless range, but you know, when you have a good wireless.
Is it actual RF or is it Bluetooth?
It's actual RF.
Great. So you get some decent range out of it, about 150 feet, something like that.
Yeah, it's dual band. Most of it by default goes on 5 gigahertz just for the quality of the connection,
but it is
able to switch over to 2.4 as needed. And then it does have Ethernet, so you can extend your range even farther.
Yeah.
These guys are kind of the other face of it. This is part of the QuattroPod system. Now, these do pair with a receiver. The receiver looks pretty much like this, but it's labeled different, looks a little different. And essentially, this is wireless HDMI. These pair on their own 5 gigahertz network with each other. You never see, you know, the password or anything like that.
Okay.
These just pair, and you connect using USB for the power, and then HDMI in. This does 4K as well. This transmits 4K. This transmits 1080p. It's kind of a more basic one.
All right.
But when you really need a workhorse, you go for the standard one as opposed to the mini. And this, in addition to Ethernet, also has, in addition to HDMI, also has mini DisplayPort.
Oh, that's cool.
And has a PoE Ethernet port.
Oh, all right.
So you could set this up in a podium for, you know, lectures or something. And if you have multiple people coming up, they just bring in their laptop or an iPad, because you can also plug in your charging cable through USB, switch this over to mobile, and it goes right in.
With PoE, you could also plug in just a basic security camera, things like that as well.
Well, and when you plug it in, you hit the button to start it, you play it. You can have up to 4 at a time on the screen.
Okay.
And this also does AirPlay 4 at a time, as well as Miracast.
Very cool.
So
what kind of price points are we looking at on these?
So these All these you can buy individually, but the main bundles we have is one receiver, two transmitters for Quattropod. That list is $1,099.
Okay.
Two of the mini transmitters with a receiver is lists at $749. Mm. This one, the EasyCast Pro 2 box, lists at $499. And the Pro 2 dongle lists at $139. And then this one, the Screen Beam J2 is this one. And this one is $299.
Okay.
And then this one is, I believe, $69.99, $70.99, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, very cool.
So, yeah, very, very well placed. I mean, a lot of this, like, especially with the Quattropod, it's ready to go out of the box. You don't have to worry about integrating it into your network because it all is self-contained. You certainly can, but you don't have to.
Got it.
I mean, you could take this into your conference room and set it up and never have to tell your IT guy. You know, I mean, if you want to be brave, you can do that. But, you know, it's that simple, and there's no security concerns with that.
Very cool.
So,
yeah.
A lot of fun stuff.
Well, if people want to find out more about your products, how can they find out?
Go to easycast.com or easycast-pro.com. You can also visit us again over at the LVCC booth 35777. All these numbers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Understood. Well, thank you so much for making the trek over here to the Sands.
Now I got to find my way back.
Well, have a great rest of CES.
You too.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot,
guys. Enjoy.
Sure.